الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نظر الله امرأ سمع منا شيئا فبلغه كما سمعه فرب مبلغ أوعى من سامع أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this opportunity for us to perform our salatul asr in jama'ah. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many, many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which we cannot be able to enumerate, to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count, to enumerate one favor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا. We cannot be able to do so. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use only ni'matun, one favor which we cannot be able to count. One favor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take the example of water. This water, as a Muslim, we know how important is this water. We use it for everything. One is to bath and to wash clothes and to cook and to drink and to make wudu with this water. So the question is, where is this water coming from? One is that all of us, the mind will go to the tap, that we open the tap, then we get the water. But the water is not coming from the tap. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent the water down. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, did you not see the water that you are drinking? So is it you that send it down from the cloud, or it is we that send it down? And if we wish, we could have made this water or make it salty. That means that water which you cannot drink if you are not among those who are making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that in this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us the dua. Once we're drinking water, what we say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana azban furatan birahmati walam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bidhunubina. So we're drinking water, we're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has provided this sweet and fresh water for us to drink, and he did not make it salty or bitter because of our sins. So we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this. So this water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it down. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to give each and every one of us the water that we are drinking the time we were small, a baby until 70 years old, which place are we going to keep this water? The Jojo tank, you keep water there for 70 years, that water will go off. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is sending the rain down, and from the ground it's kept, or it will keep the water, and from the river, and from there the municipality, what to call, connected the tides, and that's why we're getting the water. the people of Pharaoh. Pharaoh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him everything. But what he said, Anna Rabbukum al-A'la, I'm the highest Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam with the 9 signs. And one of it was dam. The river Nile, which we know that was the source of them drinking the water, irrigating the farms and everything. And the same water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they will fetch the water will turn into blood. Can you drink blood? No. So this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as insan. And before we come into this dunya, where all our souls were in place called Alam-e Arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask each and every one of us, Muslim and non-Muslim, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? And all of us in one voice, Qalu bala, indeed you are our Rabb. And now we came into this dunya, we see they are the non-Muslim, the Kufar, the Hindus and all this. How it happened? Whilst all of us, we say that you are our Rabb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Each and every child born, every child is born on fitra. That means on Islam. But the parent, that means if that child was born in the house of a Jew, that child become a Jew. In the house of a Christian, the child will grow up as a Christian. A Hindu, the same way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made system to teach us. Before we come into this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made such that we have to go through the womb of our mothers. And then from there, we pass through there so that we must come into this dunya. And we know, once the woman she's pregnant, according to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something to this effect, that at the period of 4 months, in 4 months, all the limbs of the body of the child will be formed. That means it will be complete in 4 months. But the child to come into this dunya, we know that the pregnancy, it will take 9 months, up to 10 to 11 also. But at the period of 4 months, already the limbs of the bodies, they are ready. But the child is not coming. So from here, there is a wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. So the child, 4 months, all the limbs of the body, they are ready. And from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing us through our mothers. The mother eating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the system that through umbilical cord, from there the child is being fed also. And for this 5 months which we are in the womb of our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Why? Because the meaning of Rabb, one is we say that our Rabb, my Lord, but it got broad meaning because it is in Arabic. The provider, the sustainer, the protector, everything. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once the time for the child to come into this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made intizam. That means the food for that child is already made ready. One is that if you see the woman, she's not pregnant and you can't see the milk. As soon as she's pregnant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare already for the child. What's the food? Once the child comes into this dunya, already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared that food for the child. And if we are in summer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it cool. And if we are in winter, very cold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it warm. Just for that child, for that food to be good for that child. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that time, the child coming to this dunya, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, up to 2 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still taking care of this child. And that time, the child did not know that there is a shop there, there is something there, my provide is that. No, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. Then, at the age of 2 years, the child starts eating the food which is little bit hard food. One is the porridge, and one is that we know, we African, mashallah, at the age of 2 years already we start eating pap. So all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is training us until we become 15 years old now. And our parents, they give us the shop, the business. Then at that moment, the Tashkil Jamaat will pass and they will say, brother, come, let's go out in the path of Allah. And the person will say, if I go, who will take care of my shop? If I go in the path of Allah, who will provide for me? And we have forgotten that from the womb of our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was taking care of us. So this is the yaqeen, the conviction that we have to bring, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. There is no one who provides beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every creatures, every one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for us. The business, whatever we got, this is the asbabs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be the sabab. That through that, we see the money coming. But the money is not coming from there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. How many people today, they don't have a job, they have nothing, but they are eating. How they are eating? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no any creatures that move in this surface of the earth except that its risk is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The animals in the jungles, who's feeding them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fish in the oceans. How many creatures that are in the ocean? Who's feeding them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to bring this yaqeen, this conviction, that it is not what we see in our eyes. No, it is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is what is happening. In this dunya, one is that all of us we know, to get the milk, we see the cows. And every one of us have that yaqeen, that conviction. But this is wrong. The milk is not coming from the cow. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? In Jannat, there will be rivers of milk, no cows. So where is that milk coming from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we have to change our yaqeen. This incorrect yaqeen, we need to change it into the correct yaqeen. Even the time we're eating the food, not that food that will satiate us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're very hungry, your mind will tell you, if I eat this food, mashallah, will be alright. That is wrong yaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will make us food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way, our mind goes towards, you know, the honey. We say that, you know, the honey, we get it from the bees. But the honey is not coming from the bees. In Jannat, there will be rivers of honey. No bees there. Who's giving honey? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way, the brightness in this dunya, not because of the sun. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Jannat, there will be no brightness. There won't be sun in Jannat. But who's giving this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam to come to this insan, to remind the insan that, oh insan, turn your attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you see into this dunya, they cannot harm, they cannot benefit, they cannot do anything. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. That everything of this dunya cannot benefit also. Nothing. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give success in this dunya and in the akhirah only through deen. Not because of what we got, what we have. No. The people of the past, they had everything. Firaun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him everything. But because of not deen in his life, he was destroyed and made unsuccessful. And in one hand, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Hazrat Bilal, a slave, but through deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he heard the footstep of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu were in Jannat while he was still living into this dunya. So through deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at our background, which family we're coming from. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at deen. The wives of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam and Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Even though they were under the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the wives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, but they were made to enter the fire of Jahannam. And in one hand, the wife of the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wife of Firaun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with iman, and she left this dunya with iman. So we need to make efforts on our iman. We need to make efforts. That's why the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they came to for this. We need to give da'wats. Our iman will increase only by giving da'wats. By going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our iman will increase. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with the mouth which will be on Islam, with iman. One is that as we came into this dunya, we're making that effort of iman, the effort of deen and iman, and recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Why? Because as soon as our eyes close, as we know, all of us into this dunya, this is not our place. Each and every one of us, one day we have to leave from here. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Once our eyes close and we go to the kabar, the first question will be what? Man Rabbuk? Who's your Rabb? If in this dunya we didn't make such effort by negating everything and bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the picture, that whatever I caught, it is from Allah. This is Allah. This is Allah. Then in the kabar, will be able to answer Rabbi Allah. But if if in this dunya we have incorrect yaqeen, everything we turn to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the kabar we will fail to answer the question. Why? Because in this dunya it is a test to make effort to bring that into our life, to make effort on our iman, to spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we find that one brother in our jamaat has went in Pakistan. So he's giving us the karkuzari that is from Islamabad. So he came to Rai Wing just for the ishtima. So he came, him and his father-in-law. And once he reached to the markets, they made tashkil. And the elders, they told them, we know that you guys, you have understood in regard to the da'wat. Now we need those people who will become made for tabligh. So they made this tashkil for what? For 1 year, out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you imagine, a person came only for the ijtima. How much money will he have with him? And then how many clothes? And then accordingly, he was ready to spend 1 year in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they told him, don't call home. From here, you must go straight and join the 1 year Jamaat. And he told his father-in-law told him that, no, see, I will take care of them. I will look after them. You go out in the path of Allah. So he left from there and went out in the path of Allah. So he's telling us, from there, the entire Jamaat, no one had a phone. Only after 4 months, there's this ulama Jamaat, they used to join for Qaid al-Nusra. So they went there, so one of them had a phone. So the Amir Saab, so allow him to make a call and then to get something from home. But he told us that once his father-in-law went home, the wife and the child, they see only the father-in-law coming. Where is my husband? Where is my father? So he told them that he went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for 40 days, not for 4 months, but for 1 year. He said that they cried. They cried so much. So this deen, it need qurbani. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he left his wife and the child. And because of that qurbani, and today we have Zamzam. So we also must be ready, inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah, the main program will take place. So we must be ready to give our name to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the Mubarak time, inshallah wa ta'ala, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can engage ourselves into the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.